Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Jesus.
Oh, wait, is that a real picture?
I think it's a real photo of a deer.
Twitter is already the best version of itself. You may not even like Twitter, but the best version of Twitter is Twitter.
Today's fun, important content. We're going to be looking at some mean tweets, people that have said very mean things about me. I guess we thought that I don't have enough negativity in my life and my self-esteem is too high, so we're just going to spend some time reading some horrible things people said about me. Now, the great thing is that there are so many mean tweets about me and so many people saying such horrible things. Well, McKenna, you compiled these tweets, right? The McKenna? Holly. Oh, okay. Well, Holly and McKenna together compiled these tweets, and I'm going to assume that whatever these tweets say, it's really what they think, because they're picking the tweets that resonate the most with them in a certain way. So no pressure on them at all. All right, let's go to the first tweet. This is from Miss Met. Says, geez, imagine being Matt Walsh. It has to suck. Really, McKenna? Wow. Yeah, it is. It's a terrible thing. I know, beautiful wife, successful in my career, six beautiful kids, make more than enough money to provide for a family of eight. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible lot in life. You would not want this in your life at all. So you're absolutely, I can't disagree with that. Matt Walsh is such a baby back bitch. Shut the fuck up, you stupid ass loser. Baby back bitch. Is that a thing? Is that slang? I'm so out of the loop that I don't know. You can make up slang when you're talking to me or about me and I wouldn't know. So I don't know. Did he just make that up? Baby back bitch.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Or is that a thing that the kids say? I don't particularly know. I kind of like it. It flows off the tongue. I might start using that. I might start calling people baby back bitches. Matt Walsh looks like a Muppet, but a Muppet that was designed to make people go, what the f*** happened to this Muppet? Yeah, you know, I want to disagree with that, and I was about to say, I don't look like a Muppet. You look like a Muppet. And I was about to say that, but then I remembered that someone literally did make a Muppet out of me, and it looks strikingly similar. And look, I don't take that as an insult. Some Muppets are quite attractive, you might say. And so, I mean, I don't think that, but some people might. What I hate most about Matt Walsh, asshole proficiency aside, has to be, he looks like you'd sit near him at a brewery and think, oh, fuck, oh, God, I bet this asshole's drinking IPA. And then he is. And then you think, oh, fuck, oh, God, I bet he's going to tell me about it. And then he does. You're right about the first part. Definitely drinking the IPAs. Not the second. I'm not the guy that's going to strike up a conversation with you at the bar. I used to very much be the guy that just sit alone at the bar and not talk to anyone. Just staring silently. And drinking the IPA, yes, that I'm that guy. So you're wrong about the second part. The first part, you're correct, but also I don't understand the whole thing. Oh, I bet you drink IPAs. Like it's an insult.
It is.
Yeah, I like beer that tastes good. You caught me.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
You got me? Is that supposed to, why is that an insult? IPA, objectively, just the best quality beer you could find. It's beer that actually tastes like beer. Oh, I bet you're the kind of guy who enjoys when you drink a beverage for it to taste like it's supposed to taste. Sure. I guess I just think Matt Walsh is too ugly to have opinions. I mean, I would make the argument that the uglier you are, I mean, you could make the argument that the uglier you are, the more your opinions have some validity to them. Because when you're too attractive, you know, you have an easier path in life, less the path of less resistance. Like, you can get by with being stupid, but if you're not saddled with that burden, then you have to get by on your wits and your intelligence. So that's my argument there. I think that because I'm ugly, my opinions are even more valid.
Is that what he calls it?
All right. As you might know, I'm a huge fan of our friends at Genucel. With Genucel's products, sunspot, brown spots, discoloration, and even red inflamed patches all disappear in front of your very eyes. And here's the Genucel amazing guarantee. You'll see results on day one or your money back. If you want to feel better about your own skin, take advantage of Genucel's most popular package, which now includes the Dark Spot Corrector, plus the classic Genucel Bags and Puffiness Treatment and Immediate Effects, all at about 70% off. So you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself, completely risk-free. It's simple. Go to genucel.com/WalshYT. Start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. Say goodbye to dark and liver spots, bags and puffiness under the eyes, and crow's feet at genucel.com/WalshYT. That's genucel.com/WalshYT. All the leftists I know are total smoke shows, while every single conservative dude looks like a sentient bag of wet hair. If you think that most conservatives look like a sentient bag of wet hair, okay, whatever. The leftists you know are smoke shows? Do you mean like smoke shows as in they look like burn victims? Is that what you mean? Because what leftists are you looking at? Look at any Antifa rally, okay? Look at any rally of trans activists. And where are the smoke shows? Like, let's be realistic about this. I'm not saying that every conservative is a 10 out of 10 on the physical attractiveness scale, but let's be real here. What you're telling me is that you're blind, and so then that really mitigates the effectiveness of the second part of the insult. So just a little tip. Matt Walsh is an ugly person. I might agree with some of his takes, but he is unnecessarily hateful and goes out of his way to be so. So I'm really noticing some themes with these mean tweets, is that they're all about how ugly I am. Like I said, I think we're learning some things. We're learning some things about the folks that work here and how they feel about me personally. Unless it really is true that every mean thing said about me on Twitter is all centered around how ugly I am. Is that, maybe that's true. There hasn't been a single tweet yet that says Matt's a bigoted transphobe racist. That's like 99% of them. So what they did, Holly and McKenna, they said, no, we're not going to do those because that's not going to offend him enough. Let's actually try to hurt his feelings. Let's go for the ones that are really going to get to him. Let's see. I respect it. You're both still fired, but I respect it. I don't like to comment on people's looks, but Matt Walsh is so hideously ugly. Wow. This is supposed to be mean tweets, not just Matt Walsh is ugly. That wasn't the bit that we agreed on. You know, we had a meeting where we were pitching different ideas for content, and no one said, hey, let's do a video where you spend 10 minutes reading tweets about how ugly you are. That was not exactly how this idea was presented originally. I'm not saying I would have said no to that idea, but, you know, let's be honest about it. Working on a documentary about Matt Walsh, it's titled, What is a Cuck? All right, so that's a little something different. You haven't heard the cuck insult in a while.
Soy boy, cuck, simp. You're the lowest of the low.
The person's name is @BornMiserable, so this person is living up to their title. Usually when you hear that word thrown around in the past, this is like, that's a right-wing insult, and now it seems like the left has tried to claim that insult, but they got in a little bit late and nobody uses it anymore. And let's see, did I skip one? I think I did, but I'm doing this on my phone, so I can't even keep track of the ones that I've looked at. Finally, it's going to be so awesome when Matt Walsh's wife finally divorces him and writes a tell-all book about what a sick, twisted, creepy, angry, dumb, perverted little micro-fascist face he is. I mean, that's really threw it all in there. That's one long sentence, a little bit of it. But, you know, I'll give you credit. It's a long sentence, a lot of words.
Ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless.
But grammatically it works, and it's not really a run-on sentence. And I will give you some credit for that. However... Oh, thank you. Well, we're at the end of the video now, so I could have used this earlier. I don't cry on camera. That's when this is over. I'm going to go in a corner somewhere and weep bitterly. The only problem is a common theme with leftist insults is that they really, you know, they just want, it's like, oh, I know you're going to divorce. You're in a miserable marriage. It's your family's going to fall apart. Like, no, I'm sorry to disappoint you. But actually, happy marriage, happy family. We're not all miserable, lonely losers like you. That's a particular issue that you have that doesn't apply to everyone. So I'm sorry to disappoint you. But it was a nice attempt anyway, and I can appreciate that. All right, so that's all the horrible things people said about me, and I guess I'm going to go now. Thanks.